Thank you, all panel members. Questions for any one of them? Starting with Gary.
I'm Gary Levy. I'm a ground fisherman from the Port Clyde sector. I like what you guys have done for the qualifying sectors, that there's potential that it will be able to be used by us quote-unquote big boats, because my boat's not that big. I'm an owner-operator. My stepson or my brother-in-law fishes with me. I get about as many trips as Randy every year, and it's a struggle to balance quota. Maybe in the future, I would like to see you consider, I was thinking about lengthening the 45 feet, changing the MRI thing there, or now that I've listened to the conversation, I think instead of going by boat size, because that's always been like, well, my boat's skinny and long, so it's really not big. But what if we move to an owner-operator option to qualify for the full permit bank? I think if you looked at that in the future, then that would benefit more of us guys that are little big guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Roger.
Up in many towns, do you have to set aside a little research? Wouldn't that be worth considering a percentage or something? Because I do know that you talked about joint size and total size and things like that, where it's all, you know, under an application. Wouldn't that be something worth considering?
A partnership we have with a nature conservancy and the work that I do for research goes a long way there. The intent of our program is to provide low-cost fish to the fishermen in the communities, feeling if they need the fish now. Also, whether or not it's this year's fish or last year's fish, we realize it's not enough. And we're hoping that the industry will use this fish to help access the healthier stocks. If you look behind me here, we talk about, there's a lot of pollock out there. Can you use this fish to access more pollock as part of your either assumed discard or your bait catch? It's a living program. Probably if we're here again next year, we'll be talking about a new twist in the road we're going down.
I guess on a follow up, that my thing is, if you've got Georgia Bank haddock and an allocation of weight, isn't there an opportunity there to swap with another sector that may access Georgia Bank haddock and use that for something that we could use in the research community?
Great question. We've renegotiated the MOA twice. The last time we attempted, we renegotiated. We made that request, and the previous RA denied it. We're going to be taking stock after we see what the stock updates are going to be, and likely, not likely, definitely talking to the service again about amending the MOA a third time. Please.
I guess I just wanted to say, if you want to think of the permits that we hold in partnership with the Island Institute as a research set aside, feel free to do so. If you've got ideas that you want to try and test out there on the water and need quota to cover it, give me a call. Because that's one of the, when I was going through what the basic goals of our project were, that was one of them, was to try to help to support collaborative research projects, both with fish and hopefully if we're able to find it with some funding and actually do the research. So let's talk afterwards if you've got some ideas.
Jerry.
Well, I hit on Paul because I was interested in the Georgia's Bank cod and the haddock and the yellowtails. Our boats, they don't fish Georgia's Bank. Them fish are just going by the wayside. If we could sell them or trade them with other sectors for Georgia's Gulf Main stops or sell them, that money could go for administration costs that would lower the price of the fish that you would have to charge the main fishermen, would give more relief to them. We went to sectors. A dead fish is a dead fish. This is a system that NIPS agreed upon, and I don't see any reason why we shouldn't be able to trade or sell the Georgia's Bank stock.
couldn't agree with you more, Jerry, but our current MOA specifies we can only trade with other state permit banks.
Yeah, I guess this is more directed towards Will.
Other questions?
We can talk some more about it. I think one of the ideas that we had was that the states could trade amongst themselves, but I think something that has been, you know, that I've kind of realized with attrition and Terry brought up is the fact that, you know, if New Hampshire's buying things, they're going to kind of, you know, if we're looking at smaller boats, everyone's going to run the same issues. Nobody's going to want anything to do with Georgia's Bank. Same thing with the Southern stocks. I mean, maybe if Rhode Island kind of gets into gear, maybe something like that can happen, but in the meantime, maybe we can work on something. I think the suggestion of having it go towards, you know, some type of, the expenses for administration like that could work eventually, so.
Aaron.
So I'm the sector manager for the Northeast Coastal Community Sector. I wanted to just start off by saying thanks for establishing the permit bank. I think, you know, both obviously DNR and National Marine Fisheries Service worked hard at putting together the details for the agreement. And I think it's a definite benefit for the state of Maine. I mean, I know that our members last year and this year are benefiting from it, as well as Fort Clyde, and this year the Sustainable Harvest Sector as well. So it's a good thing for the state. I do think that it's really important that the ACE that's in the permit bank remain dedicated for the boats, the smaller boats that's stipulated in the agreement right now, it's boats 45 feet and under. If you look at the pool of ACE throughout New England that's available for any ground fish boat, any ground fish permit, that's wide open, and the problem that small boats face, I think, is shown pretty clearly at this point, is that they have a hard time competing for quota, because they often have less fish available, and if you're leasing for stocks that you're going to catch versus stocks that you need to cover bycatch, it becomes more difficult and harder to compete for that higher price. So if this quota is available at a smaller price, it really does provide a big advantage for the state in being available on the small boats. I like Jeff's idea. I think that we do need to help out all boats in the state, and I think it makes sense for DMR to continue to pursue opportunities for the larger boats, whether it's incentives to bring boats back to Portland or to purchase more quota that could be available for anyone in the state who has a ground fish permit. But again, just to reiterate that point, I think having that piece in the MOA right now for boats 45 feet and under is definitely really important for the fishermen here in Maine.
PK, can you tell us a little bit what New Hampshire's doing?
I'm Peter Kendall. I'm a council member, and I'm on the board of directors for Sector 11 and 12 in New Hampshire. But first and foremost, I'm a fisherman, so and I own a 50-foot trawler, and that's where it gets tricky, though. I'm a small boat at 50 feet, so and there's a few in New Hampshire that are like that. So, but we have a board of directors meeting this week, so I'm not sure what we're going through yet. So I think we got 5 permits that we're going to purchase. So I think the ACE is very similar to what you have, and we're going to do the same type of thing that you're going to do, which is the ACE between each boat. That's about all I know right now.
Great, thank you.